All right, welcome to Motivational Monday as we dive into this month of September. Can you believe it? The fall is upon us. Well, I pray this day that you will find the motivation you need to move forward in faith. And the motivational thought I want to share with you comes with this idea of really participating in full life, enlivened life. And I want to talk about that through appetizers and the taste of life. So Tim Dearborn has suggested that the role of Christians is as appetizers for the world. We're to live in such a way that when the world bites into us, gets a taste of us, its appetite will be stimulated for more. He goes on to say, we are to be hors d'oeuvres of the future kingdom banquet. Wow. I like that. I like that. We say in communion, in the Lord's Supper, that it's a foretaste of the feast that is to come, when all will be gathered on that holy mountain where all will be fed. There will be a banquet of well-aged wines and rich foods, and there will be no more tears. There will be redeemed, restored, resurrected life for all. And this writer takes it further to challenge us to think about how that meal is a foretaste of the feast to come, but so are we, and how it is that we live our life, that we're to be the hors d'oeuvres as Jesus' followers for that future kingdom banquet. And so in what ways are you being an appetizer for the spiritual and faith-filled needs of others? Well, Julia Child, the TV chef, was asked by a journalist how she began her journey to becoming perhaps the world's favorite chef. Julia told how she and her husband, Paul, lived in France for 7 years. Early in the 50s, she said, after one taste of French food, that unforgettable lunch, she says, I was hooked. The wonderful attention paid to each detail of the meal was a whole new experience for her. But you don't just spring into good cooking full-fledged. It's like looking at a painting. You need background to know what you're looking at. I was 32 years old when I started cooking. Until then, she says, I just ate. You ever feel yourself doing that, going through the motions? Just simply eating? Quick microwave mentality? Just throwing something down the hatch versus enjoying the gift of that food, enjoying the colors, the taste, the uniqueness of whatever's on the plate, or your palate is being expanded versus reduced to just getting a quick bite. Well, one taste of life in Christ, you can never be the same. I really believe that. One taste of the life in Christ, and you can never be the same. Are you tasting the riches of the menu found in Jesus' life? I hope so. There's life there. There's meaning there. There's purpose there. There's an enlivening life there. And so as you go about your week, and as you sit down to your meals, think about what's on the plate. Think about the thankfulness. Think about the life of Christ and how we're called to be hors d'oeuvres of that future kingdom banquet in the here and now, a foretaste in our own life of the kingdom to come. May you be richly blessed as you live into that. And may you be motivated to live into it as well. Blessings to all of you. Good day.